请看以赛亚书第五章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以赛亚书第五章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7.
万军之主的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。
Verse 7, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting.
以色列家、犹大人都是神的选民。
The house of Israel and the men of Judah are all chosen men of God.
因为以色列国后来分成北朝以色列、南朝犹大。
We know that the kingdom of Israel was divided into two, the northern being Israel and the southern being Judah.
所以以色列跟犹大既然都是主的选民，
Since Israel and Judah are both chosen people of God,
我们信的耶稣接受了合乎圣经赦罪的洗礼以后，
And we believe in Jesus and having received the correct mode of baptism,
我们脱离黑暗世界的掌握，
We have left the control of the darkness,
也是成为神的选民。
We have also become the chosen people of God.
那么既然这样，你跟我也就是神所喜爱的树了。
And in that case, you and I are also God's pleasant planting.
神本身就是爱。
God is love.
但是神的爱是超越任何的爱。
But God's love surpasses all love.
而简单的说，他的爱是合乎神本身真理的爱。
And to put it simply, the love of God is one that is in accordance with His love of truth.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章被称为爱的真谛。
First Corinthians chapter 13 has been referred to as the love song.
里面对爱的阐述很清楚。
And here it gives us great detail of what love is.
但是我们不要忘记第六节里面所记载的。
But let us not forget what is written down in verse 6.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right.
所以如果我们对神的爱忽略了这一点，
If we have overlooked this particular point,
那么就会把神的爱误用，
then we would have abused the love of God,
甚至滥用了，
and we have used it in a terrible way.
有人说神就是爱，
Some says God is love.
所以只要你信了耶稣，
So as long as you believe in Jesus,
你犯什么罪，耶稣都永远爱你的。
It doesn't matter whatsin you have committed, Jesus will always love you.
就把主的恩典当作放纵情欲的机会。
And this person has seen the grace of God as an opportunity to indulge.
神一直包容我们。
God has been forbearing us.
但是神没有纵容我们。
But God will not let us indulge in our wrongs.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
绝对不溺爱我们。
He will love us in the right and proper way.
所以这里才讲，真正的爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And that is why it says in verse 6, love does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right.
所以神爱我们，一定要根据真理，合乎神的道理的爱。
So the love of God must be in accordance with the love of truth.
那么神所喜爱的树也一样。
And so shall it be for the tree that God loves.
你跟我接受了宝血的洗礼了。
You and I have received the baptism.
我们都成为神所喜爱的树，没有错。
We have all been known as God's beloved trees.
但是神还要用他真理的标准来对照。
Yet we will still have to measure up to God's standard.
如果我们每一棵树都合乎真理的爱
，If each tree has this love of truth，
当然神爱我们到底。
And of course, God loves us till the very end.
假如用真理来对照，
But if we were to measure up to the truth,
我们有所偏差，
And if we have gone a little astray,
自己就要赶紧修正，
Then we should correct ourselves.
回归真理，
We should return to the right way.
这样子，耶稣才会爱我们到底。
And that way, God will love us to the end.
绝对不是说信了耶稣以后犯什么罪，耶稣都还会爱我们。
We cannot say, we should not say that God or Jesus will love us regardless of what wrongs we have committed.
所以我们就常常去犯罪。
And therefore, it's an opportunity for us to commit sin.
因为耶稣永远是爱。
Since God loves us forever.
那就错了。
If that is your attitude, it's definitely wrong.
主耶稣十二个门徒里面。
Out of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
被称为爱的使徒这个老约翰长老。
The beloved disciple, John the Elder.
可以说他对爱也讲得很清楚。
He has a very good grasp on what love is.
啊，跟保罗殊途同归，讲明爱要合乎真理。
And like unto Paul, he also said that love should be like should reflect the truth.
我们看约翰二书的第二节。
Let's turn to 2 John verse 2.
约翰二书第二节。
2 John verse 2.
我爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。
Verse 2, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever.
再看约翰三书的第三节第四节。
That's in the 3rd John, verse 3 and verse 4.
有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
For I greatly rejoice when some of the brethren arrived and testified to the truth of your life, as indeed you do follow the truth.
第四节，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
Verse 4, no greater joy can I have than this, to hear that my children follow the truth.
被称为爱的使徒的这一位老长老。
This beloved disciple of the Lord, Elder John.
年长者对我们所说的话非常的宝贵。
And his words are very precious to us.
他们毕生的经验精华通通给我们。
His experience are all left for us to follow.
特别是在根据神的道所讲出来的话。
Especially the words he spoke in accordance with the Bible.
可以说把这些精髓一次就送给我们吸收了。
And the essence of the truth of God has been given to us.
就好像我们在吃高单位的维他命一粒，哇，就够了。
It's like into eating a vitamin pill of high potency.
好，现在他这里告诉我们这么清楚啊。
Although he has explained it very well here.
我这个爱的使徒老约翰爱你们是为真理爱你们。
And being the elderly John, I John have loved you according to the truth.
那么就跟保罗所说的一样。
And in that way, what he has spoken is indeed similar to what Paul said.
如果不合乎真理，我们就拒绝。
If it is not in accordance to the truth, then we must reject it.
所以到了三书的三，约翰三书的三节说，如果你们按真理而行。
Therefore, in 3 John verse 3 says that if you have indeed followed the truth,
我很喜乐。
Then I shall greatly rejoice.
第四节又讲。
Verse 4.
你们按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这个还大。
Says, no greater joy can I have than this to hear that my children follow the truth.
所以从我们父母爱儿女的角度来说。
And from the point of view of a parent loving their children.
如果我们按照神的旨意来教导我们的儿女。
If we have educated our children according to the teachings of God.
使我们的儿女按真理来做人处事。
And we have asked or educated our children to learn the ways of the Lord.
就算我们的儿女在社会上没有功成名就赚大钱。
And when our children had grown up, even though they were not being very successful,
我们应该体会爱的使徒约翰所说，我的喜乐没有比这个还大。
We should also be rejoicing like unto John the Elder that my joy can be no greater than this.
因为在社会上得到人喜爱的人不一定是会得到神喜爱的。
Because a person who is beloved by the society doesn't mean that he is beloved by God.
所以我们必须要追求得到神喜爱。
What we need to pursue for is the favor of the Lord.
当我们的儿女按真理而行，
when our children have followed the truth,
他就是神所喜爱的树啊。
They will have become God's beloved trees.
那么神所喜爱的树就是最高超的。
And being the beloved tree of the Lord would be the very best.
所以我们在真耶稣教会里面。
And being in the True Jesus Church,
我们一直强调真耶稣教会有 真理。
We emphasize that in our church we have the truth.
那么不要忘记我们有没有按真理而行。
Let us ask ourselves if we have followed the truth.
因为你跟我都是神所喜爱的树。
You and I are the beloved trees of the Lord.
如果我们按真理而行。
If we have followed the truth.
才真正名副其实神所喜爱。
Then we will indeed become the beloved tree of the Lord.
那么什么叫做按真理而行？
What does it mean by follow the truth?
很简单。
Simply.
尽你跟我的本分就对了。
To do yours and my duty.
神对我们的要求绝对没有过分。
God will not request too much from you.
都是合情合理又合法。
And it is very reasonable.
当情理法都兼顾以后，我们就不能说神啊，你要求我做不到的，不会的。
If God is being reasonable, then we cannot turn around and say to God, "What you have requested is too much."
我们看四世纪第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Judges, chapter 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
四世纪第九章第九节。
Judges, chapter 9, verse 9.
橄榄树回答说，我岂肯止住供奉神和尊重人的油飘飘在众树之上呢？
Verse 9. But the olive tree said to them, Shall I leave my fatness by which gods and men are honored, and go to sway over the trees?
十一节。
11.
无花果树回答说，我岂肯止住所结甜美的果子飘摇在众树之上呢？
But the fig tree said to them, Shall I leave my sweetness and my good fruit?And go to sway over the trees.
十三节。
13.
葡萄树回答说，我岂肯止住使神和人喜乐的新酒飘摇在众树之上呢？
Verse 13. But the vine said to them, Shall I leave my wine which cheers God and men and go to sway over the trees?
在这里我们看到有橄榄树，有无花果树，有葡萄树。
Here we see an olive tree.A fig tree and a vine.
今天你跟我都是神所喜爱的树。
You and I are beloved trees of the Lord.
你是橄榄也好，是葡萄也好，是无花果也好。
Doesn't matter if you're the olive, the fig, or the vine.
我们不用去比较。
There is no need for us to compare among ourselves.
我们不要去吃醋。
There is no need for us to be jealous.
我们更不用去嫉妒。
Nor is there a need for us to be envious.
我们也不要自卑、自叹、自暴自弃。
And we shouldn't pity ourselves.
天生我才必有用。
There is a reason why you are put on earth.
十根手指头都有他们本分的功用。
And your 10 fingers each has its own function.
一样的道理。
This is the same principle.
你跟我都蒙主拣选。
You and I are chosen by God.
你跟我都在神的国度里面。
You and I are in the nation of God.
你跟我都是神所喜爱的树。
You and I are the beloved trees of the Lord.
那么主耶稣在你身上给你什么？
And whatever the Lord has blessed you with,
我们自己很清楚。
We should know, or we should know it well.
把主耶稣所给我的再回馈主耶稣。
Whatever the Lord has blessed you with, you can use it to serve Him.
父母亲爱我，造就养育。
Our parents loved us, raised us, and educated us.
当我长大成人了。
When we have grown up,
我甚至比父母亲还有办法。
And perhaps I am even more capable than my parents.
我们是回馈父母。
It is time for us to give back.
而不是得意忘形把父母抛在一边。
And we shouldn't forget them.
这样我们就是父母亲所喜爱的儿女。
And that way we have become the beloved children of our parents.
这么简单的道理。
It's a very simple.
当我们认识了慈爱的天父耶稣基督。
When we have come to know our merciful Father, Lord Jesus.
一路来照顾我们，保佑我们，带领我们。
And all this time, He has been taking care of us and guiding us.
当我们长大成人。
When we have grown up,
我们在教会里面应该为主贡献什么？
And it is time for us to give back to the church and to God.
尽我们所能的做在主耶稣身上。
We should do what we are capable, or we should do according to our capabilities and to serve Him.
就算我们有十项全能，有很多比别人还优越的。
We may be very talented, more talented than others.
我们不是飘摇在众树之上，
Yet,
高高在上。
We should not sway over the trees.
目空一切的藐视所有的人。
We should not be high up there, looking down on people.
而应该认明我只不过是一棵树。
But rather, we should know that we are simply a tree.
而神给我多少，我就报答主多少。
However much the Lord has given me, I should return the same amount to God.
所以一个真正被圣灵充满的人
So a person who is truly filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们称为他拥有了很多生命的泉源。
We say that he has received an abundant source of life.
那么要证明我们有没有生命的泉源
To prove whether we have the source of life,
就要看看我们有没有汁水。
It's time for us to see if we have a sap in us.
有没有果子出来
Whether we bear fruit.
假如我们实在是一棵有汁水的树
If we have a tree full of sap,
就是有生命的树
Then we are a tree of life.
就是像橄榄树、葡萄树、无花果树
We'll be likened to the olive tree, the fig tree, and the vine.
他们要证明他们有生命
To prove that they are living.
他们一直尽他们的本分而已
They are merely doing their duty.
他们一直在侍奉的工作上
They are serving.
尽他们应该尽的
And they are doing or carrying out their duties.
所以我们在教会里面
So in the church.
就是这么简单
It is just this simple.
每个人都是神所喜爱的
Everyone is loved by God.
平常教会很多工作没有排我们的名字。
And when you see that, you haven't been arranged to do the work of the church.
不在乎有没有我的名字。
You shouldn't care if your name is on the list.
我就是神所喜爱的树。
I am a beloved tree of the Lord.
所以在灵恩布道会，我所能贡献的是什么
？What can I contribute in this spiritual convocation?
我们自己所能做的，我们就去做。
And then we do, whatever we can.
打个电话邀请亲朋好友
Whether it is to make a phone call to invite your friends or family to come
开个车来接送他们
Or to drive your friends or relatives to the church
需要开销我有经济能力我就奉献
And because the church has its expenses If I am able then I can donate make offerings to the church
就算我没有经济能力但是我有祷告的能力
Even if I'm not financially well offThat I still have this ability to pray.
什么都不会，最少还有祷告，应该会吧。
If there's nothing I can do, the least talent that I have is that I can pray.
曾经有一位老姐妹，她躺在床上好久了。
There was once an elderly sister who was written in bed for a long time.
啊，传道人去访问她的时候。
And when I went to visit her.
啊，她很失望，很难过地说。
She was disappointed and she was sad. She said to me,
啊，灵恩布道会到了，大家都很关心教会的圣工。
Spiritual convocation is approaching and everyone seems to care very much about the holy work.
好多人都去发传单。
And a lot of people are out there delivering flyers.
帮忙教会打扫清洁。
And they're helping out the church doing the cleaning.
为教会准备吃的。
And some are preparing food.
我什么都不能做，我只能躺在床上。
And there is nothing I can do. I can rely in this bed.
我说你愿意做吗
？I asked her, Are you willing to work for God?
有一件很好的工作。
There is a wonderful job waiting for you.
也是很重要的工作。
It is also a very important job.
你在床上就可以做。
You can do it on your bed.
他说传道哪里有这种事情，在床上可以为主做工
？She asked, preacher, is it such a good job that I can do, even lying in this bed?
我说为主做工就是在侍奉主，对不对
？I said working for the Lord is serving Him.
他说对呀、啊。
And she said yes, that's right.
我说你会祷告吗？
I asked her, Do you know how to pray?
我传道我是老信徒了，哪里不会祷告？当然会啊。
She said, Of course, preacher, I've been a member for a long time. I know how to pray.
我说，那你为教会的灵恩布道会祷告。
I said to her, Then please intercede for the spiritual convocation.
你为教会的工作人员祷告。
And intercede for the workers of the church.
他的家人跟传道通信也说，我们这位老阿嬷还在为你们祷告。
And when her family members wrote to me.They said that this elderly sister is still praying for me.
保罗是一个很热心爱主的工人，没有错。
And Paul is a very fervent servant of the Lord.
他的侍奉精神几乎无懈可击。
And indeed, he seems to have perfect attitude when it comes to serving God.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
在保罗的背后。
That behind Paul.
有太多太多跟他一起。同心侍奉的人
There are a number of people who have worked with him.
保罗的衣服要有人送来送去
And someone needs to bring Paul his coat.
保罗的书本也要人送来送去
And Paul also needs people to carry his books.
保罗的书信也要人带来带去
And Paul also needs people to send his lepers.
保罗的生活也是有弟兄姐妹来关怀照顾。
And there must be people to take care of Paul's daily life.
保罗为什么能够专心一意的以祷告传道为念？
Why is it that Paul was able to concentrate on preaching, praying?
就是在日常生活有太多太多爱主爱保罗的弟兄姐妹跟他同工配合。
And this is because there are a lot of brothers and sisters who are working with Paul and working for God.
让他生活上很多琐碎的事情没有后顾之忧。
So Paul does not have to worry about his daily living.
所以我们不能忘记保罗背后有很多默默无闻的同工在侍奉主。
Therefore, we should understand that there are a lot of unknown workers working for God and working with Paul.
我们这一次的灵恩布道会就是这么情形。
And similar in this spiritual convocation,
好多关心的弟兄姐妹说：“哎呀，只有你一个人很辛苦。”
And a lot of brothers and sisters says, "You're the only one delivering the sermon. It must be hard on you."
坦白说，我不会孤单。
Frankly speaking, I am not lonely.
每一位跪下来为灵恩布道会祷告的弟兄姐妹，就是传道的好同工。
And every brother and sister who knelt down to pray for the spiritual convocation is a good co-worker of mine.
灵恩布道会就是大家共同来侍奉主的机会。
Spiritual convocation is an opportunity for everyone to come and work for God.
不是只有在前面讲道的人才是在侍奉主。
It doesn't mean that the one delivering the sermon is the one who's working.
不是你们看得到的人才在侍奉主。
Doesn't mean that the ones that you see are working are the ones working.
背后有太多太多有汁水的树。
Behind the scene, there are a lot of trees with sap.
很有生命力的贡献出祷告的香气。
And there are a lot of people who are offering the fragrance of prayers.
啊，为什么我到外地工作的时候一定要传真来，请我们教会负责人报告给大家知道，跟大家谢谢
？Why is it that when I'm working overseas, I would send a fax? To the church to report my activities and to give thanks.
因为到加拿大其他的各教会巡牧工作，到英国去巡牧工作，就是有弟兄姐妹真的不断的以超越时空的侍奉来跟传道同工。
This is because whether I'm working in Canada or in Europe, a lot of brothers and sisters are offering the prayers for me, and they are my best co-workers.
所以每到一个地方的工作，就想到有太多圣洁的双手在托住。
So each time I work overseas, I remember there are a lot of people who are offering their holy hands in prayers.
所以保罗一直传福音。
And Paul was able to keep on preaching.
不只是保罗有汁水有生命。
And Paul is not the only tree with life.
好多关心保罗的人都是有汁水有生命的树。
A lot of people. Who cares about Paul are also trees with life and with sap.
因为这是真正的在侍奉主啊。
Because they are genuinely serving God.
那么相反的。
On the other hand.
如果是枯干的树。
If it's a dried up tree.
就是没有生命的树。
Then it's a tree without life.
看起来是一棵树。
Looks like a tree.
因为没有汁水，没有生命，它就枯干。
But without sap, without life, it's a dead tree.
既然一枯干，哪里能侍奉？
If it's a dried up tree, how can it serve?
所以就没有办法像橄榄树、像无花果树、像葡萄树一样。
And therefore, it cannot be likened to the olive tree, the fig tree, or the vine.
没有果子，没有油了。
No fruits and no oil.
没有办法去制造葡萄酒了。
There's no way for a tree to make wine.
那今天我们就要很慎重的来思考。
Today it's time for us to think, consider closely.
看犹大书。
Let's turn to the book of Jude.
Jude. 犹大书的十二节。
Jude, verse 12.
犹大书十二节，这样的人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候，正是教使他们做牧人，只知为养自己，无所惧怕，是没有雨的云彩，被风飘荡，是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
12. These are blemishes on your love feasts, as they boldly carouse together, looking after themselves, waterless clouds carried along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead and uprooted.
坦白说，我读到这个圣经节呢，真的心里很难过，也很恐惧，很害怕。
When I read this particular verse, I felt fear in me.
圣经里面对牧人的要求最高最严厉。
And the Bible has very high requirements from shepherds.
所以这里特别强调说，做牧人只知为养自己。
So to the shepherds, they only knew that they should look after themselves.
没有雨的云彩就是没有办法滋润大地。
And waterless clouds will not be able to bring rain to the earth.
只是好看而已啦。
They only look good high up in the sky.
秋天没有果子的树。
Fruitless trees in late autumn.
也没有办法造就人供应。
It also cannot contribute anything to humankind.
这里很严厉说，不但是死而又死。
It says here, twice dead.
到最后要连根被拔出来。
And finally, it will be uprooted.
我们传道人自己很会读圣经。
As preachers, we know how to read the Bible.
自己很会祷告。
We know how to pray.
好，你拼命的读经，拼命的祷告，一直的吃，一直的喝嘛，吃得饱饱的。
So you know how to read, you know how to pray, so you'll be eating and drinking the spiritual feast.
但是你跟人接触，有没有滋润人？
But when you're in contact with others, have you bring forth your fruits to them?
有没有造就人？
Have you edified others?
有没有安慰人？
Have you comforted others?
有没有鼓励人？
Have you encouraged others?
有没有警戒人？
Have you warned others?
有没有让人回头？
Have you caused others to turn back to God?
有没有让人重新得力？
Have you helped others regain their strength?
对传道人的要求太多太多。
There are many severe requirements from the preacher.
所以如果我们知道神对我们的要求，
If we know the requirements God has of us,
是神所喜爱的树没有错。
We may be beloved trees of the Lord.
有没有果子出来？
But have we bear fruit?
如果没有果子出来，没有用。
If we haven't bear any fruit, then we are useless.
摆个样子而已。
We're merely there for a show.
那么启示录就这样告诉我们。
And the book of Revelation says,
第三章,
chapter 3,
第一节,
verse 1.
启示录第三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 1.
所以你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, you have the name of being alive, and you are dead.
第二节你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的。 因我见你的行为，在我神的面前没有一样是完全的。
Verse 2, Awake and strengthen what remains and is on the point of death, for I have not found your works perfect in the sight of my God.
撒迪教会也是神所拣选的教会啊。The
church in Sardis is also a chosen church of God.
也是神所喜爱的树啊。It
is also a beloved tree of the Lord.
但是神在这里讲得这么清楚，这么严厉啊。But
God has been very severe here.
我们已经讲过，布道会是 对外出信者基本的道理，甜甜的、柔柔的，很容易吃，很好吃。
We have mentioned that evangelical services is a service that's directed mainly to the non-believers. Therefore, the truth are very simple and sounds very sweet and nice.
灵恩会是对内的造就，是干粮，一定要长大成人，把它吃下去。
And spiritual convocation is for members of this church. It's likened to solid food. We must eat it.
所以我们不要想得太天真，感谢主，我信了耶稣，进了真耶稣教会，我洗礼，我得到圣灵了，我信主很久了，我是元老级了。So
we shouldn't pride ourselves that we have believed in the Lord, we have received baptism, and we have received the Holy Spirit, and we are now a long-time member of the church.
我在教会做了很多圣工，是教员，是负责人，是被安立为圣职人员了。Or
we shouldn't be proud of the fact that we are religious education teachers, or we are ordained ministers.
神会说， 暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
And so God says here that you have the name of being alive, and you are dead.
为什么说我会怕？
And that is why I say I have fear.
你们当传道人，你们讲道讲得口沫横飞，头头是道。
And as preachers, we may know how to deliver exciting sermons.
还在活啊，有生命啊，会讲。
So we are still alive because we can still speak.
有没有果子出来？
But have we bear fruit?
有没有合乎真理的行为出来？
And is our conduct in accordance with the
truth? 如果没有，
If it's not,
虽然人家看不出来，
Even though others do not see it,
神的眼光看起来，
But God has seen it.
你暗明是活，其实是死的。
So you have the name of being alive, but in fact you're dead.
所以想到这一点，我们哪里可以不战战兢兢来完成得救的功夫？
When I thought about this, how can I not work for the Lord in fear?
骗得了我们自己的家人，骗得了弟兄姐妹，骗不了神。
We may be able to deceive our own family members, or perhaps the members of the church, but we cannot deceive God.
我们不要成为一棵暗明是神所喜爱的树，其实已经是死而又死，快要被连根拔除的树。
We shouldn't be the tree, the beloved tree of God by name, and in fact, we are actually trees that have already been uprooted.
所以这里提醒我们。
So here is a reminder.
在还没有被拔除之前。
Before we are being uprooted.
还有机会给我们。
We still have an opportunity.
说我们将要衰微了
and we are on the point of dying.
过去虽然结不出果子来
in the past, even though we didn't bear any fruit,
没有什么侍奉
we haven't served the Lord.
只顾自己
we only think about ourselves.
灵修只顾自己都不对啊
and spiritual cultivation, when you're only looking after yourself, it is not right.
那何况没有追求灵修而满足自己的欲望更不对了
And so, for those who haven't been cultivating themselves spiritually and all the more seeking to satisfy their desires, it is even worse.
所以我们一定要去体会为什么主耶稣拣选我。
So we must try to understand why God has chosen us.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
第七节。
Verse 7.
以赛亚
created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
二十一节，这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
21. The people whom I form for myself that they might declare my praise.
归入主耶稣基督的名下。
To be in the name of the Lord.
是神所喜爱的树。
To become a beloved tree of the Lord.
但是不是空有其名的一棵树。
But we shouldn't be a tree just by name.
而一定要述说神的名。
But in fact, we should be declaring the praises of God.
就是尽我们的本分为主发光。
That is,To fulfill our duties and to shine for the Lord.
尽我们的本分去造就人，滋润人。
To carry out our duties to bring forth rain and water to people.
尽我们的本分来关心教会，爱教会。
And to carry out our duty to love and care for the church.
那么从教会一直到社会。
From the church, we can extend it to the society.
从自己肉身的家庭一直到属灵的家庭。
And from our own physical family.We can extend it to our spiritual family.
都让人在我们身上看出神的荣耀。
We should let others see the glory of God in us.
因为我们是一个被真理圣灵充满的人。
Because we are one who is filled with the spirit of truth.
真的有汁水，就真的有生命。
If we have sap in us, then we have life.
真的有生命，就真的有果子。
If we have life, then we can bear fruit.
真的有果子，就真的造就人、滋润人、供应人。
And if we have fruit, then we can feed those who are around us.
所以当我们知道这件事情。
So when we have understand this,
我们要很严格的要求自己。
We should have a very strict requirement of ourselves.
真正的爱到自己。
We should truly love ourselves.
我是神所喜爱的树，没有错。
I am a beloved tree of the Lord.
但是我是有汁水还是枯干呢
？But am I a tree with sap or a dried up tree?
路加福音。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke.
二十三章。
Chapter 23.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
路加福音。二十三章三十一节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 31.
这些事既行在有汁水的树上，那枯干的树将来怎么样呢
？For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry？
这里就是描述当耶稣基督再临要做审判的工作。
Here describes the work of the Lord when He comes during His second coming.
不但全世界的人，主耶稣会审判。
Lord Jesus will not only judge the people of the whole world.
神所喜爱的树，我们已经进入了真耶稣教会。
Even the beloved trees, those of us who have already, who are already in the true church.
神还要在真耶稣教会里面把他所喜爱的树分成有汁水的树跟枯干的树。
Even in the church, Lord will still segregate members into a green tree and a dried up tree.
有生命的树跟没有生命的树。
A tree with life and a dead tree.
有侍奉的树跟没有侍奉的树。
A tree which serves and a tree that does not serve.
我们看马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
旧约最后一卷。
The last book of the Old Testament.
马拉基书第三章十六节到十八节。
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16.
那时敬畏主的彼此谈论，主侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏主、思念他名的人。
16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord heeded and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and thought on his name.
凭着这一句话，我们满心感谢主。
And just by this verse, we should give thanks to God.
今天你跟我聚集在圣所里面。
You and I gather here in this holy place.
我们彼此在谈论神的话语。
We are discussing the word of God.
这就是侍奉的工作之一。
And this is one of the work of serving God.
所以你跟我相聚的时候，如果我们所谈论的都是合乎神旨意的。
You and I, when we are together and we talk about God.
一个敬畏主的人就不会乱讲话。
Then we are doing what is accordance to God's will.
他所讲的话就是合乎真理的。
A person who fears the Lord will not speak nonsense.
造就、安慰、鼓励、提醒、警戒，通通好。
The words that he speak will encourage and bring comfort.
你我之间切实相爱。
You and I must love one another.
那么主会侧耳听啊。
Because God will hear us.
听了以后，纪念册、生命册就记录我们的名字了。
And when he has heard us, he will write our name down in the book of remembrance.
所以为什么主耶稣说到他审判的时候，我们爱讲闲话的话，凭我们的闲话定我们有罪，还是有罪？
And that is why it says in the book of Revelation that on the judgment day, if we like to gossip, then we will be judged according to our gossips.
大罪不犯，只是喜欢犯小罪，就是喜欢讲来讲去，够了，这样已经很危险了。
We may not commit some major sins, but these minor ones that we commit are enough to condemn us.
就成为枯干的树了。
And we will become dried up trees.
因为所讲出来的闲言闲语，没有造就人，没有鼓励人，没有安慰人，反而是败坏人。
Because your gossip does not encourage anyone, nor does it bring comfort.
相反的，如果是敬畏主彼此的谈论呢？
On the other hand, if we fear the Lord and we speak of the truth to one another,
不但容神益人又益己，自己天国有份。
We will not onlybring comfort to others and glorify God. On the other hand, it also benefits ourselves because our name will be written down in the book of remembrance.
所以十七节说，万军之主说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
Verse 17, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my special possession on the day when I act, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him.
本来我们是应该侍奉主、服侍主的。
We should be serving the Lord.
而这里反而告诉我们说，神会连续我们来服侍我们。
It says here that God will spare us and serve us.
好像父母亲爱自己的儿女，怜悯他，还会服侍他、侍奉他。
It's like unto a parent, sparing their children and also serving them.
所以我曾经遇到一个人，看他忙得焦头烂额，非常辛苦。我问他说：“你为什么这么辛苦？”
Well, I once met a very busy man, and I asked him, "Why are you so busy?"
他说、哦、我家那个董事长很难伺候啊。
He tells me that the president in my house is very difficult to satisfy.
他对他的儿子当作董事长来服侍。
He sees his son as the president of the house.
这个天下父母亲都很爱自己的孩子来服侍他。
And it is true that parents in this world will do anything for their children.
本来我们是要侍奉主的，为什么倒过来变成说神会服侍我们？
We should be the ones serving God, but here it says that God is serving us.
我们有没有敬畏主？
Have we feared God?
我们有没有真的是从日常生活最简单的彼此的谈论当中来侍奉主？
Have we served the Lord in our very simple daily activity, which is to speak?
灵恩布道会到了，我们应该怎么样共同来关心这一件圣工呢？
And spiritual convocation is approaching. What can we do to help out?
从彼此谈论开始。
Starting from our conversation,
一直到付出行动
and extend to our actions,
一直到靠着祷告仰望上头来的能力同工
and extend to our prayers to rely on the strength from above.
不是教会的圣职人员跟职务人员而已
and this is the work of the church does not only carry out by the board members of the church.
我知道好多弟兄姐妹真的一直在为这件事情关心
I know that a lot of brothers and sisters cares about the church.
一直在尽本分努力
And they are doing or carrying out their duties.
为灵恩布道会做出侍奉的工作。
And they're serving the Lord during this spiritual convocation.
那么这些人，这里圣经讲说，不但属我，还特特归我。
It says here in verse 17 that they shall be mine, but not just that, but my special possession.
所以变成说，神所喜爱的树里面，特别成为有汁水的树，这是神特别所喜爱的。
And so, in this wood of the Lord, that they have not only become trees, living trees with sap, but they have become special trees, who have gained favor of the Lord.
所以十八节才告诉我们。
And verse 18 says.
说那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来。
Then once more you shall distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him.
所以我们要明白耶稣基督再临的时候以侍奉跟不侍奉要把我们分别出来。
So we must understand that during the second coming of the Lord, He will distinguish us between one who serves Him and one who doesn't.
你有知水就有生命，就会有侍奉，就会有贡献。
If you have sap and you are living, then you are serving God and you have contributed.
我枯干，我没有生命，我就没有侍奉，我就被神遗弃了。
If I have dried up and I have no life in me, then I haven't served the Lord and I'll be forsaken by God.
所以同样是真耶稣教会的信徒。
So even though we may be members of True Jesus Church,
同样是神所喜爱的树，
we may be beloved trees of the Lord.
却是有汁水跟枯干的树的分别。
Yet there is a difference because we are either living with sap or dead, dried up.
就是有侍奉跟没有侍奉的分别。
There is difference of whether we have served the Lord or not.
侍奉很辛苦。
It is difficult and very tiring to serve God.
父母亲侍奉儿女难道不辛苦吗？
And isn't it true when parents serve their children, it's also very tiring?
我们要侍奉耶稣基督也会有辛苦的。
And of course, it is tiring for us to serve God.
但是这种辛苦有代价。
But there is a price we receive for
our work. 绝对不会白白侍奉。
We will not serve God in vain.
所以从我们彼此谈论开始就蒙主纪念。
From the moment that we carry a conversation with each other, God has remembered us.
何况我们言行一致，谈了以后再去做。
And so, if we carried out what we have said, then
这种有生命的树特特归主。
Then this special living tree will also belong to God.
你的侍奉变成什么呢？
And what will your service be to God?
哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
十五章。
Verse 15.
五十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 58.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是突然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
为什么告诉我们一定要坚固，不要摇动？
What does it say that we must be steadfast and immovable?
这个说起来只是消极方面。
And actually, this is quite passive.
那更积极的是要竭力多做主工。
What is more active is that we must abound in the work of the Lord.
所以我们的信仰根基不但要根深蒂固，很稳。
So the root of our faith must not only be deep,
并且不只是自己站稳。
We should not only stand firm ourselves,
还要再去爱人爱神。
We must also extend it to love God and to love our fellow human.
竭力就是尽我们所能的了。
And we must do our very best.
我们不必跟人比较啊。
There is no need for us to compare ourselves to others.
我只懂得扫地，我就扫地。
If sweeping the floor is all you can do, then you should do it.
虽然我不会插花，但是你不用说，哎呀，你插花比较高贵，人家看得到；我扫地，人家看不到。
Perhaps I may not be able to know. I don't know how to do floral arrangement, but you shouldn't feel ashamed because people see the flower arranged, but doesn't see the floor that's being swept.
只有插花，到处插满了花，但是地脏得一大糊涂，有用吗？也是没有用。
So if nobody sweeps the floor and everybody only sees the floral arrangement, what's the point of having beautiful floral arrangements but with dirty floors?
所以我们尽所能的为主做，绝对不突然。
So we carried out our duty to the best that we can because it is not in vain.
那么既然我们在聚会是一种侍奉，
since having services is a form of service to God,
我们祷告也是一种侍奉，
our prayer is also serving God.
那么曾经有一位姐妹，
there was a sister.
她因为工作上的关系很少来教会。
Because she's busy with her work, she seldom comes to church.
遇到事情了，开始来教会了。
And if she faced with a problem, she would then start coming to church.
因为在家里也可以说都没有再过祷告的生活了。
And even at her home, even at home, she doesn't pray.
所以祷告都不到五分钟了。
Her prayers are less than 5 minutes long.
她就受不了了。
And she can't stand anything longer than 5 minutes.
这个人也是直肠子的，很坦白的。
And she's a very frank person.
他就对传道说：“你是不是忘记按铃啊？怎么那么久？这跪得很久了，很酸很痛，你还不按铃，忘记了。”
She says to me that have you forgotten to ring the bell? Because we're praying so long, and my knees are very tired, and they're in pain.
我笑笑说：“应该没有忘记了，不然到最后怎么铃会响？”
I told her that I haven't forgotten to ring the bell because I did ring it.
我说我看表都才五分钟而已。
I told her I was looking at my watch and it was only 5 minutes.
后来慢慢跟她谈道理。
And then I later on spoke, I told her about the truth.
道理越听越明白。
The more she heard, the more she could understand.
后来圣灵很充满。
Later on, the Holy Spirit filled her.
那么在灵恩布道会的时候。
During spiritual convocation.
祷告时间很长哦。
The prayer session was rather long.
传道按铃了。
When I rang the bell.
就是他跑来对传道说
She came up to me and said,
你为什么那么快就按铃
Why did you press the bell so soon?
我说啊，你再讲一次
I said, can you repeat yourself?
我说已经几倍了你上次跟我说忘记按铃才五分钟现在已经快三十分钟你还说怎么那么快就按铃
I said to her that the last time you told me I rang the bell too late and now you're telling me I rang it too soon this prayer has been almost 30 minutes
为自己的家人祷告为自己祷告为整个教会祷告这都是侍奉的工作
praying for yourself praying for your family praying for the church all these are the way to serve God
由近而远由亲而疏希望把福音传遍世界这就是祷告侍奉的工作
we should start from the people that we know and then extend it outwards this is the way to serve God
开始是真耶稣教会的信徒没有错
and at the very beginning wemembers of the church
是神所喜爱的树没有错
we are beloved trees of the Lord
但是祷告枯干了
but our prayers have been dried up
所以他不到五分钟受不了了
so after 5 minutes the sister couldn't stand it any longer
当他被圣灵充满以后
but when she was filled with the Holy Spirit
有汁水了
when she has sat
为他的家人祷告
when she prayed for her family
为教会祷告
she prayed for the church
很希望传道常常去他家访问跟他先生谈道理
and she often hoped that the preacher can go to her house often to tell her husband about the truth
一直懂得为他的儿女祷告
and she prayed for her children
祷告再长他都觉得太短了
and no matter how long the prayer is she often felt that it's too short
有生命啊
and she has life in her
所以我们在信仰的生活上面
so in our life of faith
很多方面我们要证明我有没有知识
There are many ways to prove whether we have a sap or not.
就是要证明我们有没有生命。
And to prove whether we have life or not.
证明我们有没有侍奉。
To prove whether we have served God.
就要表现出来。
And we need to show it.
这样就决定我们进天国。
And this will decide whether we can enter into heaven.
那么灵恩会除了听很多堂的道理。
During spiritual convocation, besides listening to the truth,
我们也要多下祷告的功夫。
We should also spend some time praying.
而祷告不一定要圣职人员来按手。
And in your prayers, you may not need ordained ministers to lay hand on you.
直接天上的真神耶稣基督在灵里面帮我们按手。
Because the Lord Jesus will lay hands on us spiritually.
直接浇灌我们。
And He can pour down His blessings.
让我们成为名副其实有汁水的树。
So that we can become a genuine tree with life.
无论走到哪里
No matter where we go
都让人在我们身上看出神的荣耀
People can see from us the glory of God
这样子天国就是我们的
And that way the heavenly kingdom belongs to us
所以我们现在祷告时间要很久很久
So we should pray for a long time
照我们一定时间啊不会无理的一直跪下去好时间到我会按铃
So when we pray, you don't have to think that our prayer is too long. When
如果我们刚来的或是年长者没办法跪那么久，我们可以请起立坐着祷告，没关系。
If you're here for the first time or you are elderly, you're welcome to have a seat after you're tired.
我们这一堂是到三点半结束。
This session is will end at 3:30.
所以现在我们大家同心合一的向主祈求。
So let us kneel down and pray to God.
让我们不但是神所喜爱的树，并且是有汁水的树。
So we are not only a beloved tree of God, we are a tree with life.
你滋润我，我滋润你。
You can enrich me, and I can enrich you.
你爱我，我爱你。
And you can love me, and I'll love you.
这样共同荣耀耶稣基督的圣名。
Together we can glorify the name of God.
奉主耶稣圣名同心祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray in the name of the Lord.